This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. The question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, so welcome aboard. So much going on. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It's a frantic pace out there, for those of you that are watching and listening. Well, you can watch your radio all day long. I'm not going to appear. You know, I have a face for radio, as they say. So, well, you know, some people say that. Some people say, oh, wow, I don't know. You've got two faces for radio. Anyway, okay, you got to have some humor and see some of the humor and all the things that are going on out there. We're winning. And the left is apoplectic about all the winning that is going on, or actually the destroyers of our great nation. They're absolutely apoplectic about what is going on, and it's going to continue the winning, and they're not going to like it. And they're going to do everything they possibly can to do wedge issues and come out and try and destroy Donald Trump. That's just the way they roll, so we just have to sort of figure this one out, how we're going to stop it. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And also, write to voice. Your right to voice. This is the alternative to Facebook, Google, and Amazon. You want to support write to voice. So on the big red R on our website, write to voice. And it's R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. Yeah, check it out. I'm using it. A lot of other people are using it, and it's catching steam. That's right to voice. Okay, so anyway, the big thing that's happening, of course, is Donald Trump yesterday reversed course. He reversed course. They say, oh, he just caved. But no, he didn't. He did the right thing as president. He said, okay, you guys are complaining about this. We're just going to tighten it up a little bit. I don't think anything has really changed down there too much because, you know, we were so far on to doing the right thing to begin with these children. The issue is that the detaining of children and separation of families, and the real truth is, as we have been talking ad nauseum, is that it is the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. Is really what it is. And we have to keep making that case. And who supports the trafficking of human flesh and slavery? Laura Bush. And Kevin Costner. Field of Dreams, anyone? People will come, Ray. People will come. You know, so you, here you have somebody like a Kevin Costner who's out there, you know, saying the American dream, people will come. Right, Ray, right. For all the wrong reasons people are coming, because children are being abducted? I mean, the vast majority of these minors that are there, that are right now in custody and have been, are unaccompanied minors. And we broke it down for you yesterday. Some of these kids are rented. They're rented because the coyotes, they understand, the cartels understand that you can actually have parents that will rent their kids out. And those kids will go up to the border with somebody else. Because why? Because they come across in the border and they know that the U.S. will be much more sympathetic to a parent or a so-called parent with a child than they would with a single individual. So the those that are trying to get across the border illegally, they'll rent a child. In that way, they think that the government is going to allow them to come in much more easily, without any question. So rather than going to the legal ports of entry and declaring asylum, which is what they should do, they smuggle these children along with them. When they're done, they turn them back. Or when they're done, they just keep them. And they turn them over to the foster care agencies, the religious organizations. And see, this is the other part of what I was talking about. See, maybe you can kind of get the framing of this and understand how this is all working at this point in time. These kids are being used as child slaves. End of subject. And the left loves it. They love the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, and of course all the debauchery that goes on with these children. The rapes, raping kids. That's what Kevin Costner supports. That's what Laura Bush supports. I can't put it any other way to you than that. Anybody who supports this activity and challenges what we're doing to preserve our border is in that boat. Child rape, Kevin Costner. Child rape, Laura Bush. That's it. I mean, I can't, you know, I love kids. I've protected kids all my life from this. And here it is. It's open. It's being discussed now. Is what happens to kids when they're abducted down south. And we're allowing it to be happening here. We're supporting it, actually. You got to wake up, people. We're being led by the wrong people on the other side, clearly. Now, of course, when all this was going under down with Obama in his era, it was okay. It's okay to wrap kids up in aluminum foil and put them in cages. Oh, hello. Those 2014 pictures, last time I checked in 2014, Donald Trump hadn't even considered running for president. Hadn't announced. He wasn't. Paul, he wasn't the president. Oh, really? No, that was Barack Hussein Obama. But it was okay with Obama to mistreat children, right? It was okay for Obama to encourage these kids to come across the border unaccompanied, be orphaned, be rented, be trafficked, be used as sex objects. Oh, sure, that's okay under Obama. It's supposed to be okay under Trump, too, correct? Wrong. Oh, no. Here under Trump, the Border Patrol is enforcing the laws. And they're breaking up these little family units of stolen children. The parents, the so-called parents, probably not even parents, they're just man and a woman who have abducted a child or rented a child or bought a child or two, and they're coming across the border. Once across the border, they get rid of the child and take off. That's the sad reality here. And that's okay. Laura Bush supports that, and so does Kevin Costner. Apparently, I hope they don't. I like both of them. I really do. Until the other day, it's clear that they're misguided or they have another agenda, and I would hope that they don't. I hope that they have the child's best interest. It's kind of harsh, you know. These are people who have been favorites online. All of a sudden, they're doing this. oh, Donald Trump is, which is, of course, completely wrong. There's now, under the Trump administration, their kids are being properly handled and taken care of. And before, they were being used as chattel under Obama. Remember, he's the one who opened up the doors to all this stuff and started moving them around the country. Remember that in the second term of his office? That's what was going on. Anyway, I'm just sort of going crazy. So he signs an executive order yesterday, Donald Trump did. And the executive order, of course, stated that the children are going to be dealt with a little bit. They're not going to be separated from their so-called parents. Now, here's the problem. And the interpretation of this, my understanding is that there's a lot of kids that are orphaned, literally, in the system. And they, the people, the adults they came along with, by vast numbers, are not their parents. And this is what they find out as they interview these people. So now we have a vast number of orphans on our hands and very few family units. That's the problem. And why don't these family units go to the ports of entry? You know, this Kirstjen Nielsen has been very, very clear on this. In fact, Donald Trump criticized her a number of weeks ago for telling these people to go to the ports of entry and do it properly and legally and declare asylum. Seek asylum. And they haven't been doing that. Why? Because most of them are not the parents of the children at the border. That's why they sneak across the border. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill fill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Lots of things going on. We've got Obama slamming Trump on family separation at the border. I'm shocked to see Obama back. Mr. Racist Bigot himself, Barack Hussein Obama. And he's back criticizing Trump. We'll see how long this lasts. Anyway, apparently from Fox News. I haven't seen this. I haven't heard it either. We were really hectic in the studio this morning. So it's, I don't know if this is a new thing or what since we've been on the air and talking about a young little Air Force officer who was apparently implicated in perhaps exploding a number of missiles, including the Challenger. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the future with, you know, just think, this was 35 years ago. People say, oh, well, no big deal. Those things are time. It's gone and stuff like that. And what relationship do they have to today? And they do. And they certainly have a lot of relationship with what's going on with this president, what's going on with all this other stuff out there. It's pretty clear, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty clear that the stuff that's going on today, when things happened 35 years ago, are one and the same.
Welcome back. Barack Obama slamming President Trump on his policy of zero tolerance towards illegals crossing the border. Carly Shimkus with Fox News Headlines 24/7. SiriusXM 115 is here with the online reaction. Good morning, Carly. A lot of reaction to this.
Yeah, that's right. Good morning, Heather. In a lengthy Facebook post, former President Obama marked World Refugee Day and also took a swipe at the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy, saying, are we a nation that accepts the cruelty of ripping children from their parents' arms? Or are we a nation that values families and works to keep them together? Do we look away or do we choose to see something of ourselves and our children? But Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told reporters that both the Bush and Obama administrations separated families as well, but at a lower rate, leading to some backlash online. Hattie on Twitter says, what else is new? We had enough of Obama. Undoing his mess is hard work. Dennis also says Obama had 8 years to fix the immigration problem and only made it worse with all his handouts. We have to turn away illegals, you and invited. Now, there are no clear numbers on how many or if the Obama administration did, in fact, separate families. And Jay Johnson, who served as Homeland Security Secretary for Obama, said he did not, in fact, separate children from their parents. There's a little bit of a discrepancy there.
Yeah, because there are reports, and actually there has been documentation that he did separate fathers specifically. They would come into the country in one area, then they would be flown to a completely different area, and then deported.
It's a very emotional issue. Yeah.
All right. Well, the man who created death.
Well, let me. Let's not let that one go. That's what was going on, was getting rid of the fathers in the family units, the real family units. When you had the legitimate family units that came across the border, Obama would cull them out. The fathers would be gone. They'd be gone out of the system. So yeah, get rid of the dads. And that way you have an orphaned child with a mom. Why were they calling out the fathers, the men in the family unit? Isn't that an interesting question why they were doing that? This is the kind of stuff the Obama administration was doing with these humans, human beings like this. This is Hitlerian. And this is, they created this mess. This is the mess they brought about. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal foreign nationals invading this country in 8 years. Oh, we forget about that now? I don't think so. We were on air for years, 5-6 years, in this very studio, harping about this fact. And now they want to change. It's now, several years later, and it's Trump's fault. Mm-hmm. See, that's just it. This is the way they roll. This is the way they roll. What else do they have on this little thing?
Database of personal information on ICE agents been revealed.
Listen to this.
A dangerous situation here. A web developer who also claims to be an adjunct NYU professor, he created a database of the names of over 1,500 ICE agents. His name is Sam Levine, and he took to Twitter saying this: I scraped LinkedIn for people that work for ICE. Now, GritHub, where he posted that information, later took it down. Fox News has also reached out to NYU for comment because there's been a lot of backlash online over this as well. Cactus says, fire him now. There is absolutely no good that can come of him remaining in an educational institution. This can't be allowed to continue. Jerry also says something similar, tweeting, why is he not behind bars for endangering a federal officer's life?
Yeah.
Good question.
It's absolute insanity now, some of the things that are being done on social media, and somebody needs to step up from the left, from the right as well, and say, hey, everybody calm down.
Everybody.
ICE agents being placed out there, their lives, of course, this is what you do at NYU, I guess.
Take it down a notch. I completely
agree. It's just ridiculous.
And there's so many examples of it.
Yeah,
this is good, though.
Yes, let's talk about this. Something
All
good.
Right. Yeah, an 18-year-old high school student in New Jersey could win $10,000 from Duck Brands for creating his prom tuxedo made entirely of duck tape.
Wow.
Okay, so this is Nicholas Matua's contest entry statement. He says, my prom's theme was around the world. So the first thing I thought to myself was that, hey, I love my country. How do I incorporate that into this project? And I think that from head to toe, I hit that feeling of patriotism that I was aiming for. A lot of reaction to this on social media. People are loving him. It's gotten some media attention. Maria says, congratulations. God bless America. Love his creativity.
Okay, so he makes a suit completely out of duct tape. That's red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue duct tape. Get it? I like it. I like it, actually. But, you know, that's it. But the bigger question is, what are we doing with our ICE agents and what are we doing with this whole immigration thing? It's a mess that Obama created, and Trump's going to fix it. And he's also doing the right thing, Donald Trump. He's putting all this on the lap of Congress, who doesn't want to handle it. Because why? You have a lot of Republicans that are totally in bed with the Obama-era, well, money. Paul Ryan. Sure. See, one of the things that's really, really critical is that we retain the House and the Senate. We, meaning the forever Trumpers. And keep in mind that as we go forward, the left is going to throw out as many landmines as possible. I'm going to go back to the Nixon era. The Nixon era. I'm not a crook. I don't think he was a crook. I think the left was setting a lot of landmines for him, and they were, Nixon. And this is kind of what I'm seeing now. You know, this whole notion about flipping the script, which is what you do in the gangster world, right? Gangsters, my fellow gangsters, hey, brothers, I feel you. They flip the script, so it becomes Trump's fault for all this immigration over the 8 years that we built up. This is going to be happening a lot. Anything that they can pull their hat out about that is trying to correct something and get lawful, they're going to flip it around on Trump. That's what they're going to do, as something evil, wicked, mean, and nasty, when he's just trying to enforce the law. I say continue to enforce law, but continue to move it against everybody else, such as those Republicans who we don't want back, because those Republicans those so-called rhino Republicans, those are the ones that are doing what? They're really doing the most damage of all in the Congress. Like Paul Ryan. Very damaging guy. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And write to Voice. Write to Voice. Your way to freedom. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, write to Voice. Write to Voice. R-I-G-H-T. The number 2, voice.com. Right to Voice. Okay, an article. I didn't get a chance to get to this article last week, actually. And here is this week already. Do you believe, gosh, where does the time go when you're having fun? It's the longest day of the year right now. And I'm bringing this up because if you want to know about the workings and the subsequent results of those works of Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21, then you need to look at certain things. The Hitler of South Africa tells white people he won't kill them yet. This came from, I believe, Tyler Durden. Authored by Simon Black via sovereignman.com. Yeah. Now, you got to be understanding some of the things going on. I should have Brindy on, Richards, Brindy Richards, the wife of John B. Wells, actually. I first met her on the radio because she was doing radio, and I was doing, I did some Agenda 21 business with her when she was living in South Africa. She was, she's now in the United States, married to John B. Wells. You know, radio John B. Wells, that guy, yeah. And Brendy and her family are victims of the white genocide that's been going on in South Africa. And this is something that's not reported, but this is right out of the playbook of United Nations Agenda 21. And in California, they're following the same template, the legislature, the same template. And by the way, it's going to come to your state. We know that. They're following the same template to take care of the resources from the rural properties, land, and tie it up so that the ruling class, whoever that's going to be, is the replacement to the whites that are in South Africa, are which are all blacks, right? I mean, because that's, you know, listen, you got to, this is what's happened since Nelson Mandela, the good communist that he was. Yeah, it's all about that stuff. So you basically have, it's interesting in South Africa, watch what happens in South Africa and juxtaposition it with California. Yeah, these are the stone-cold brutal truths that, and people don't want to talk. They don't want to talk about. They want to move on in their daily lives. They don't see these things happening all around them, slowly changing their lives. Okay, so this article, it's written by Simon Black. You know, it's some of this stuff is really flat out disturbing what we talk about here. But you know, we got to talk about it. We have to have it out there. It says this article, "I will not kill you yet. The Hitler of South Africa tells white people he will not kill you yet." Earlier this week, while most of the world was transfixed with the World Cup, the Trump-Kim handshake, or a multitude of all other sundry events, Julius Malema, Malema, a.k.a. the Hitler of South Africa, was busy telling white people in his country that he's not going to wage genocide against them yet. In an interview with the TRT World News published this week, Malema said, "We have not called for the killing of white people, at least for now. I can't guarantee the future." When the reporter mentioned that some people might view these remarks as a call to genocide, Malema responded, "Crybabies, crybabies," but later warned white South Africans that the masses are on board and for an unled revolution and anarchy. Malema is a prominent politician in South Africa and at the forefront of this his country's movement to confiscate land from white property owners and redistribute it to the country's black population. No actual specifics about the plan have been revealed, of course. So even if someone thinks this land grab is social justice, it's at least reasonable to acknowledge the massive corruption that plagues South Africa's government. Plagues South Africa's government. You know the massive corruption there? Sound like California, the massive corruption? And presuming that a multi-billion dollar expropriation wouldn't be fraught with graft is just plain naive. There has been zero acknowledgement that forced expropriation of private property would cause a wave of defaults on real estate mortgages, triggering a massive banking crisis and unforgiving recession. Did you hear what I said? This is South Africa. Are things like this lining up in California? South Africa already has a prime example about the economic consequences. Zimbabwe's own land expropriation plunged that country into an economic cataclysm spanning two decades. Yet these all seem to be irrelevant details. No one learns from their mistakes because why? Well, the main players of the world are here. Malema even went so far as to downplay Zimbabwe's economic catastrophe, saying you cannot measure the Zimbabwean revolution based on the capitalist definition. I'm not sure what Marxist definition he's using to measure success, but we do know that two decades after land redistribution in Zimbabwe, which used to be considered a breadbasket of South Africa, more than a quarter of the population is in danger of starving to death. Does this seem like what's happening in California? So even by the most basic metrics, Zimbabwe's policies have been a total failure. Copying them is tantamount to suicide. It's truly astonishing that someone so dangerous and out of touch has been able to rise to power. And even more astonishing how quickly it's happened. A decade ago, few people had heard of Malmia. Now he commands millions and grows more powerful each day. Swift, radical changes like this are common around the world and throughout history. In 1913, just a few years before the Russian Revolution, the Bolsheviks were a tiny group of radicals. 4 years later, they had taken over the entire country. In 1928, the Nazi Party was an obscure joke, winning a mere 2.6% of votes in the national election that year. Not even 5 years later, Adolf Hitler was chancellor and had been awarded supreme power by the Enabling Act of 1933. Point is, the world can change very quickly. That's why I've been long a strong advocate of having a plan B. Now, this is this black guy. Is that his name? Black? The author? I think his name is Black. Yeah, Simon Black. It says, it's great to maintain a positive outlook and remain hopeful for the future. I certainly do, but sometimes circumstances don't turn out like we hope. Sometimes a tyrant rises to power. Sometimes financial markets crash overnight, and sometimes the most unexpected outcomes become reality. Acknowledging these possibilities doesn't make you a pessimist or an alarmist. Rather, it's rational and prudent to take basic, sensible steps to protect what you care about most and what you've worked so hard to achieve. For example, if you keep 100% of your wealth and investments domiciled in the same country where you live, you're taking an unnecessary risk, especially if your country, if your home country is heavily indebted and legendary for civil asset forfeiture and frivolous lawsuits. Now, this is something that's really, I think, starting to come to the fore here in California. Starting with the guns, actually. Forfeiture will lead to other things. Civil forfeiture, we're already starting to see, aren't we? One sensible tactic would be to consider moving at least a small portion out to other countries. Anyway, we're going to come back and finish this one off. It's too good because it points in so many different directions about our own country, doesn't it? Keep in mind that border and the flood of people coming across the border. We're being invaded, ladies and gentlemen. Will it be like South Africa is the question. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Here we go. Grievance 20. Interesting.
State of New California, notice to all Californians, grievance 20. New California is a new state in development exercising its constitutional right to form from the state of California. The process to form New California is authorized and codified in Article 4, Sections 3 and 4, of the United States Constitution. Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution states the following: New states may be admitted by the Congress into this Union, but no new state shall be formed or erected within the jurisdiction of any other state, nor any state be formed by the junction of two or more states or parts of states without the consent of the legislature of the states concerned, as well as that of the Congress. Statement of Intent. The citizens of New California have decided to remedy the abuse of power by the government of California by exercising their right to form a new state provided in United States Constitution, Article 4, Sections 3 and 4. We are determined to live under a state government in the United States of America and under the Constitution of the United States of America. New California Declaration of Independence, January 15, 2018 states, whenever any form of government becomes destructive, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. When a long train of abuses and acts to seize and hold the people's power without legal authority and pursuing invariably the same object that clearly demonstrates a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. So it is the history of the past and present governor and government of California, who have a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of a tyranny over the counties of New California and the state of California. whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends. It is the right of the people to seek a constitutional remedy to the abuse of powers. First Amendment of the United States Constitution states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press, or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Therefore, the counties of New California bring forward 40 grievances against the government of California to be announced in public on Tuesday at 11 a.m. each week for 40 weeks. State of New California, grievance 20. Statement of facts. The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of United States by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator. Declaration of Declaration of Grievance. The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution states, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. United States Constitution Article 4, Section 4 states, the United States shall guarantee every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion, and on application of the legislature or of the executive when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence. Failure of the government of California to provide a republican form of government, and failure of the government of California to protect against domestic violence. The Second Amendment to the United States Constitution protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms and was adopted on December 15, 1791 as part of the first 10 amendments contained in the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is an auxiliary right supporting the natural rights of self-defense, resistance to oppression, and civic duty to act in concert in defense of the state. The communist California governor, the communist monoparty system, and monoparty legislature is entrapping law-abiding California citizens who are exercising their Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms by forcing citizens to register their firearms with the state. Failing to register is a crime. The California Communist Monoparty Legislature is aggressively passing legislation to restrict citizens' ability to own firearms with the deliberate intent to disarm all citizens of California, leaving only criminals, the cartels, and communist government officials with firearms. History has well documented those governments who have disarmed their citizens. Adolf Hitler used similar legislative tactics on the German citizens in 1938 as those we are now seeing being utilized by the California Communist Monoparty Legislature and the communist governor who eagerly signs the bills into law. In the last century, the following happened when governments forced citizens to first register, then confiscated their firearms. Turkey disarmed its citizens between 1915 and 1917, then murdered 1.5 million Armenians. Russia disarmed its citizens between 1929 and 1953, then murdered 20 million Russians. China disarmed its citizens between 1948 and 1952, then murdered 20 million Chinese. Germany disarmed its citizens between 1939 and 1945, then murdered 16 million Jews and others. Cambodia disarmed its citizens between 1975 and 1977, then murdered 1 million educated people. Guatemala disarmed its citizens in 1964 through 1981, then murdered 100,000 Mayan Indians. Uganda disarmed its citizens between 1971 and 1979, then murdered 300,000 Christians. Utilizing Mark.
Yep. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And naturally, we had to sort of plug that in there. And grievance number 20, we have 21 and 22 that we're going to be playing. That, I don't think today we're going to play 21 and 22. We will the next day. I mean, gosh, where'd this week go? So we'll be all tidied up. We'll have those grievances out there for you and other things going on. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And also remember, support our sponsors, Right to Voice. Actually, it's your right to voice. And Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com. And if you want a way to basically, well, stand up to Facebook, Google, and Amazon and have your right to voice, a voice, in your voice, without being censored. And, of course, we get this all the time. That's why we are so happy to have Right to Voice as a sponsor for us here on Agenda 21 Radio. So you want a new platform in which you can express yourself and have your opinions uncensored, then Right to Voice. Okay, also, MyPillow, and your promo code for MyPillow is Agenda, 800-266-4715. MyPillow, it's got that 4-for-1 special thing going on right now. So support us through that. MyPillow Agenda is the promo code, 800-266-4715. All right, we're coming up to the end of this hour. Boy, we got a lot to go. for the next hour. So stay with us. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. We have the Constitutional Convention coming up July 21st. July 21st. Go to the website, newcaliforniastate.com, if you plan to attend. Tickets are going to be very limited, so get them early. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.